You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 339, the use of alcohol. Today's challenge. Catholics are wrong to allow people to use alcohol. Jesus would never have approved of it. In the Bible, there were two types of wine, fermented and unfermented, and only the second, also known as new wine, is ever endorsed. Today's defense. The Bible contains multiple warnings against drunkenness, Proverbs 21:23-33, etc. However, it does not condemn the moderate use of alcohol. In the biblical languages, as in English, the term wine, Hebrew yain, Greek oinos, is used to refer to the fermented juice of grapes. Even new wine was fermented, as shown by the crowd's accusation on the day of Pentecost that the disciples were filled with new wine, Acts 2:13, to which Peter replied, "These men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day," Acts 2:15. Jesus certainly approved drinking alcoholic wine. He produced around 150 gallons of it at the wedding at Cana, John 2:6, to keep a wedding party going when people had already drunk enough to exhaust the original supply of wine. We know what Jesus produced was alcoholic because after Jesus turned the water into wine, the steward of the feast complimented the groom, telling him, "Every man serves the good wine first, and when men have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now." John 2:10. The steward thus identifies the good wine as high-quality wine that will cause people to lose their taste, making lesser-quality wine palatable. Unfermented grape juice does not cause people to lose their taste. Therefore, the wine Jesus produced was alcoholic. The Old Testament similarly permits the use of alcoholic beverages. Thus, Deuteronomy states that when fulfilling their obligation under the Mosaic law to tithe, the Israelites could convert their crops to cash and then spend the money for whatever you desire, oxen or sheep or wine or strong drink, whatever your appetite craves, and you shall eat there before the Lord your God and rejoice, you and your household. Deuteronomy 14:26. Even if one were to maintain, contrary to the linguistic evidence, that the wine in this passage were unfermented, the strong drink would not be.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.